Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. By Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg. ProfHearingCare.com. By the Castle Rock Beatonwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, CastleRock-Beatonwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, WoodsideRanch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, a Lake Michigan report, a wild fish story, and a look at Deerfest coming to Oshkosh next weekend. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com, and all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, Jeff Kelm joins me now 2 weeks in a row from home in Wisconsin Rapids, but he's not going to be there very long. Well, Jeff, welcome back, and how was July 4th weekend for you and your family?
Busy weekend of BMX racing at Central Wisconsin BMX. I actually had the chance to race myself on one of the nights, and then I announced for a couple of the events as well. We had a big state qualifier weekend. We had 71 motos, so that's 71 separate races throughout the day on Sunday, and we had good weather for it. We weren't sure what was going to happen. Of course, rain is has been kind of the story of everywhere for everybody. Yeah. And we were able to, fortunately, be able to get everything in that was scheduled for the weekend.
Okay, now you were racing. You used to do that a lot, but haven't in a long time.
Yeah, not quite the same type of racing, certainly. This is a little bit more physical than doing some of the stock car stuff. But, it was a lot of fun to get back out there, race against, the dad class, and, finished in the back end, finished behind. But, I've got some help now in my back pocket with, setting the bike up correctly. There's a few things that, the bike came stock with no modifications that are kind of impeding my speed process. So we're going to get some of that changed in the next time I get out there, whenever that might be, maybe a little bit faster. Robert did race this weekend as well, struggled against some of the kids that are, you know, kind of ready to kind of move up in the ranks and really battling for a state plate in the state qualifier. So he didn't place on the podium here this last week, but he did make it into his main events each time. Just a matter of, keeping at it, and he'll move up here probably in the next month or so when we can get back to racing.
All right. Now, who is coaching whom when you're racing and he's racing?
Well, fortunately, neither one of us are coaching each other. Neither one of us know enough about the sport to do so, but, we actually have such a great track family at Central Wisconsin. A lot of families that have been in the sport for a very long time, who have a lot of riders at the very top level. We have two Team USA riders at our track. And so it's really great to be able to have their input on a lot of this stuff.
I guess so, yeah. Well, with all this racing, did you have a chance to see any fireworks?
Well, we watched some fireworks on TV. Okay. That's about it. They had canceled fireworks. Delayed fireworks that we were supposed to have at the track, and so we missed the fireworks there, and then the 4th of July fireworks for us. We saw the rain coming. We didn't want to deal with all that, and so we just stayed home, and I think we watched the fireworks on PBS, and then we turned it over to one of the other broadcast stations and watched whatever New York fireworks show or something like that there too.
Yeah, and that's probably a better show than a local show. We watched the Westby fireworks, didn't time it, but might have been 15 minutes, which is kind of standard.
Sure.
Not a lot of loud bangs this time, which is fine with me. I think my hearing aids do react to the sound. I mean, I didn't pull one out to see, but that's what Dr. Alley told me, is that they have that feature that a lot of shooters like with hearing protection, you know. So, at any rate, it wasn't painful, and that's a good
thing.
That's
good.
Well, I hesitate to ask, but have you been fishing? Did you even buy a license?
Don't have a license yet. Nope. Nope.
What are you waiting for?
I haven't even gotten out, Dan. It's, we got some other stuff in the works that keeping me busy, and we'll talk about that another time, but, It just, there's no time right now. I have a feeling the first time I'm going to get a chance to fish in Wisconsin will be, probably the camping trip that Robert and I take every year that will be at the end of September. That's probably the first time I will be able to fish.
Right. You guys go up to, which flowage is it?
Turtle Flambeau. Yeah. No, it's Turtle Flambeau. Yep. In Mercer. Yeah. And, we go up there. Last year was the first year we slid it back to September. We did that because of weather. And, honestly, we liked it better. The weather was much more comfortable. We were able to do some small game hunting out on the islands, and, it's, just kind of a fun time to be able to go and enjoy that part of Wisconsin.
It is. And there are fewer bugs, if any,
at that time of year. Yep. Gets a little cool at night. So yeah.
Yep. Right now, the gnats are just terrible here where I live. We don't have mosquitoes to speak of. I see the wigglers, you know, their larvae in the, anytime we leave a pail out and let it fill up with rainwater within a day or two, you've got mosquito larvae swimming around in there. We try to dump them out and keep ahead of them. But we've got these little tiny gnats and, you know, they just fly around our face and, the chickens are bothered by them. They stay under the deck or in their shelters. And when one wants to go from one part of the yard to the other, I mean, they run.
Sure.
You know, you
sure.
watch a chicken, just put its head down and take off.
Sure. You know, I wonder, Dan, you talk about gnats. I really was wondering about effects of EHD this year on deer with so many wet places. I wonder if we're going to see a large die-off in many of these upper Midwestern states that, you know, we've been kind of dealing with the edge of it over the course of time, but, I don't know. This year might be a bad year for it.
Well, I hope not, but we will keep our ears open to see if there's any news on that. I watch all the DNR releases. I know you get them too, including, didn't get it directly from DNR, but they announced the winners in the elk tag drawing and, gosh, I didn't get a call. Did you?
I did not get a call, Dan. No, I've been checking, didn't get one.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes. Well, I've been cutting thistle. I know the bees just love it, but it's invading our pasture, so I've been trying to get rid of it as much as I can, cutting it before it's in flower, but before it goes to seed.
Sure.
And that's the only way to do it. We don't spray, so anything invasive that we need to control, it's labor-intensive. Anyway, well, we have a giveaway this week. 4 pairs of tickets to Deer Fest, and that's next weekend at Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh. To enter the drawing, folks, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Again, that's 414-297-7554 or dsoradio@gmail.com. And speaking of Deer Fest, Casey Morgan, the co-owner of Deer Fest, shares some highlights coming up. And we'll also talk with Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welch. The Kings are still hitting off Sheboygan there on Lake Michigan. So he's back again to tell us what's going on. And a good friend of mine, guide Jim Tostrud, tells us how, well, he tells us a pretty unusual fishing story involving a fishing rod and sunglasses and more from Geneva Lake. All that and more. Straight ahead on Outdoors Radio. Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle falls, and Washburn falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Castle Rock and Peyton Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PeytonWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Peyton Well Lakes Association.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Lake Michigan fishing is still going strong, so let's get another report from Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan and on the web at DumperDan.com, and you'll find updates on Dumper's Facebook page, including a video and audio report of this recording that we do almost every week now, and that Facebook page is Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters. Also brought to you this week by Ranieri's Four of a Kind at 811 Indiana Avenue in Sheboygan, and you'll find them on the web at Ranieri's Four of a Kind Bar and Grill. Well, joining us again from Sheboygan is Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welsh. Well, Dan, welcome back. How are you doing?
Well, I am back, Dan, and fish on, get the net, man. It has been awesome here as we troll into July. Beautiful weather. Good fishing, calm seas. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun here at Dumper Dan's.
Excellent. Well, before we'll get to the fishing, but before we do that, how was the Venetian Boat Parade last week?
It was excellent, Dan. I really enjoy, you know, being down here for that every year, and so do the thousands upon thousands of people that were from the 8th Street drawbridge all the way out to the harbor area along both sides of the river. I mean, the railings were full, the restaurants, pubs, and grills were full of people. They had bands outside, a lot of things to do and see, but the boats came down right at dark about 9:30, and they were done about 10:30. It's about an hour. They make two laps. I didn't count how many boats were in it, but again, I think there was a good 25 boats in the Venetian Boat Parade evening event, and it was just a hit for the Sheboygan Riverfront.
Cool. I know my friend Brad Karstad has done it. I don't know if he was in it this year. I haven't talked to him, but I'll check.
Yeah, he was. Oh. Yeah, he went by a couple times. His boat was really decorated nice, and I know you and I were on that boat a few times filming some TV shows in the past as a chase boat, and he was in the parade. Yes, Brad was, and a lot of sailboats from the yacht club and power boats, and there was a guy cruising around on one of them motorized surfboards with the fin on the back, and he was cruising all over the place going pretty quick, so that was kind of neat to see him. I don't know what they call it, but it's like a mini surfboard with a fin on the back, and it's propelled, and yeah, he was doing a great job. Everybody was watching him.
Huh, okay. And how about the fireworks?
That was fantastic. I took out Dumper Dan number 5 with a bunch of friends, and we watched the fireworks on the lake right in front of Blue Harbor. We always park in about 10 feet of water in Ida Lair. We had multiple boats out, and we rafted off each other too, which was fun because it was glass, flat, calm, beautiful. You'll see some of the pictures on this report. I'll forward to you on Facebook. Yeah, just a mirror out there and a gorgeous night. And we could see fireworks from west of town, north and south of town. I'm not sure whose they were. Might be somebody's backyard. It might be another city. I'm not sure. But the Sheboygan was awesome. It was about 30 minutes long, one of the longest ones ever. And they did just a remarkable job here on the Sheboygan Riverfront.
Well, you folks know how to party and have a good time. That's for sure.
That's, you are correct. It's a good time down here and just a great atmosphere and the place to be. You know, it's summer and beautiful down here and the weather's nice and you can go boating, fishing, sailing, go to the beach. We got it all right here in the Port of Sheboygan.
Including great fishing. So what's been going on since we talked to you last week?
The king bite is hot right now. Some nice size big king salmon. Early and late in the day. Now, we had fog the other day, and they bit good all day, and fog's good, and overcast is good for kings, but sun is not. And we like the sunny conditions because we've had a lot of rain this year and thunderstorms. But anyways, early and late on the kings, you know, get out there at 4:30, 5 a.m., fish them early, otherwise later in the afternoon, 6 p.m. to like 9, 9:30 p.m. Rotating flasher fly combinations on wire rods are the go-to setup. I love them. I run them on the Robalo, too, my personal boat. But then also copper board setups and downriggers. We're catching these kings in 60 to 100 feet of water, so not far out, a mile to 2 miles out, 60 to 100 foot suspended, 30 foot down to about 60 foot. You mark them on the graph, you'll see big hook marks, so they're there, and there's bait fish amongst them as well. But the king bite's good, 2.2 miles an hour, a little bit slower speed for the kings has been good. Magnum spoons are doing well, too. Run some spoons along with your flasher fly combos for the kings. Now, midday, I mean, we're out every day, just about all day. So we troll out and we'll troll out for steelhead. We'll keep some spoons up high, go east, go out to like 150 to 200 feet of water, and then we'll put some bells on the bottom for lake trout. So we're catching some nice lakers on the bottom while we're catching steelhead or rainbow up high when the king bite's not going. So a lot of options here. Great fishing, good numbers of fish, and good variety of fish as well here at early part of July.
Have the cohos disappeared?
They haven't disappeared, but they're not as many. We're getting 2 to 3, maybe 4 a boat. I had a couple on the Robalo yesterday. It's just fun fishing, but my charters are getting a couple every trip. But they kind of spread out, and that's normal as we get into mid-July here. But there are some around, so it's definitely worth, you know, targeting them too, putting a couple of coho baits out there as well. But yeah, good variety. I mean, pretty much catching everything but brown trout right now because we're not fishing the shoreline for them. So you can go out and catch at least 4 different species on any given day right now on Lake Michigan.
Cool. Got any openings in July?
I do. The early part was busy. We filled up really nice. Usually 4th of July, the 1st of the 5th is kind of hit and miss because it's family time and it's not really vacation fishing time for a lot. But we filled up nice there. We were running 6 boats solid. But now we're full through about the 3rd week of July. But then the last week of July, week and a half of July, I have openings. August, we have openings, and September as well. So get a hold of me, 920-377-1147 is the best way. It's the quickest way I can answer your questions and get you in the books. Email dan@dumperdan.com works too. But a lot of times that's back and forth, and we're extremely busy right now. So the phone's the best. Otherwise, check out our Facebook page, see what we're catching, the videos and pictures like we talk about. Give me a call eventually and get in the books here. If we're filled up and you have a date that you have to have, and there's times I got 8, 9, 10 boats out. So I book others that are parked next to me as well if they're open. call me either way and I'll get you on the water, but get it done. It's prime time right now.
All right. Well, Dan, second sponsor this week, Ranieri's. We talked to you about them a month or so ago, but what's going on at Ranieri's?
Ranieri's, as you know, is just a hop, skip, and a jump away from my store. You can walk there. You can see it from here just about, just behind the building here. They have awesome food, drinks, good lunch, good supper, fish fry Fridays. They have roasted chicken. That's some of the best in town. Steak sandwiches. My go-to favorite, the Mr. T steak sandwich, is awesome at Ranieri's, four of a kind. They got the Ron Burger and a bunch of other things, too. Full menu. They have entertainment now and again. I don't know exactly when that's scheduled, but you can check on their Facebook page. Stop in. Good drinks, good food, good accommodations for a nice lunch or supper at Ranieri's, four of a kind, and it's right by the river, right by the bridge.
All right. Well, Dan, thanks for that report and the update. We will catch up with you again soon. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you. I'll be here, Dan. Thanks a bunch. Have a good rest of your day.
All right. You too. Dumper Dan Welch with the Lake Michigan Fishing Report. Dumper Dan Sport Fishing charters condos and riverfront store located on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan, on the web at dumperdan.com. Don't forget to check out his Facebook page, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters, for this report and photos about everything we talked about here. And check out Ranieri's, four of a kind, 811 Indiana Avenue in Sheboygan, and on the web at Ranieri's four of a kind bar and grill, and they have a Facebook page as well. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now is a good friend of mine. I've known him for a long time. I've fished with him, hunted with him. Jim Tostard is his name. He's from Kenosha, Wisconsin. His website is jimtostrudfishing.com, and you spell Tostrud, T-O-S-T-R-U-D. So jimtostrudfishing.com. He is a phenomenal wildlife artist, and he has an art website as well, and he's won some stamp competitions, including 2 times a winner of the Wisconsin Gym. Was it inland or the Great Lakes you won twice?
I won the inland twice, and I won the Great Lakes once, and I'm proud to say that on the 2024 turkey stamp, I just won that as well.
Yes, an accomplished artist and a full-time guide in addition to everything else he does. Well, Jim, thanks for joining us, and welcome to our growing Outdoors Radio network.
Well, thank you for having me, Dan.
Well, let's talk fishing, and I know you've got an exciting and crazy fishing story to tell, but first, how is the fishing this year on Geneva?
Geneva Lake has been awesome. You know, everybody blames all the smoke that's coming from Canada and everything, that smoke's coming from Canada. Well, I tell everybody that if you look west from Kenosha and you're looking toward Geneva, that smoke's coming off my boat because my boat's been on fire ever since the beginning of May. You know, I'm a multi-species guide, so I fish for everything, and I've been a guide there for a very, very long time. And I follow my different species and the transitions that they make through the season, and it's been incredible. Started off with the crappie, fishing was incredible, then the smallmouth and largemouths, and the big giant panfish. It's just been amazing. Been catching some really nice walleyes. I'm more accidental catches while I've been fishing for other species, but we've been getting some really nice walleyes, and I will be starting walleye and targeting walleyes here and the pike very, very shortly.
You mentioned pike. Now, you and I think the last time we fished the lake together, we caught several big pike, and I remember catching one largemouth that had to be in the 5-pound class, and that was fishing live chubs over thin weeds in about 30 feet of water, if I remember correctly.
That's correct. Yeah, we use chubs and suckers, we even go into the shallows and catch some smaller panfish and use them, and that is legal in the state of Wisconsin to do that. A lot of people say that it's not, but if you look on the regulations, it states that you can use panfish for bait as long as they come out of the lake you're fishing and you count them as part of your daily bag limit while they're in your live well.
Oh, okay.
It's a really great technique. It's easy. Instead of throwing, you know, trying to get crankbaits down into 30 feet of water, you got to pretty much troll them, you know, and I've been doing the live bait drifting, we call it dragon meat, for quite a while, and it's a very effective way to put the big predatorial fish in the boat. The pike, the smallies, really like eating the perch. I catch a lot of big largemouths, some giant walleye, and occasionally muskies that way, too.
And that is their natural forage. Of course, they're eating suckers and chubs, too, but a creek chub probably never saw Geneva Lake until he hit the water out of your bait bucket, right?
Exactly. It's kind of fun to catch the panfish first thing in the morning. I actually make a contest out of it. Usually I have two guys and me in the boat, and we have a contest to see who catches the most to get up to 20 panfish to put in the live well. And then I run 3 or 4 live bait rods. I use all spinning gear now. I used to use level wind or bait casters, but I make it just simpler as a guide so I don't have to deal with backlashes and stuff. And I have these really cool Akuma reels that have a bait feeder system to them. There's a lever on the back of the reel that will free spool. When the fish take the bait, the reel will free spool. If you don't do that, you have an opportunity. If you just have your bail closed, your rods can literally get yanked out of the boat. I started using these bait feeder system reels. That's been very, very effective, and it's a really fun way to fish for big predatorial fish.
And speaking of rods getting yanked out of the boat, you had an adventure this week. Tell us what happened.
Too much because my ribs are really still hurting. But on Wednesday, I was out there and I've been on a really, really hot panfish bass bite. It's been just incredible. I'm turning over 100 fish days. Anyway, we had just got started. I had a really nice husband and wife in my boat, and we started banging on them, and we're catching these really big bluegills and sunfish and occasional bass. And one fish that the husband caught swallowed the hook, so he came over by me and I was unhooking him. But before I grabbed my pliers, I set my rod down, and like a knucklehead, I didn't free spool my reel. And as I'm unhooking the hook, my favorite rod that I don't let anybody else touch in my boat gets yanked out of the boat. Well, it's like losing my best friend, you know, so I went to save it. So I dove in head first, and I literally got stuck on the edge of the gunwale. But when I dove after it, I slammed my ribs against the gunwale really hard and literally knocked the wind out of me. But then I'm literally up to my waist, upside down, trying to grab my rod, and I watched it disappear. I couldn't get it, so it was gone. So then I came back up into the boat, soaking wet, and I'm like, oh, heck, where's my hat? And I have my $380 Costa Del Mar polarized sunglasses always on my hat if they're not over my eyes. And all of a sudden, I look next to the boat, my hat's laying on the top of water, and I see my glasses just slowly floating to the bottom of the water. So then I dove back down, ouch, and just but my fingertips got the earpiece of my glasses and luckily saved my glasses.
Oh, boy.
So I came back in, and my clients are just dumbfounded at what was going on here. Then, being the guy that I am, first thing I did is I hit spot lock because we were drifting. And then I hit a waypoint on my GPS, so I knew if I had to come back, because I was not going to let my friend, my rod, sit on the bottom of the lake for the rest of its life. Then I told them guys, I said, hey, I'm sorry, but for the next 15 minutes, I'm going to try to catch my rod. And my client says, yeah, I lost a rod about 10 years ago, and we fished for it for 2 hours, and we never got it back. I'm like, yeah, that happens. So I went in my rod locker, I pulled out a rod with a jig with a wide gap hook on it.
Yeah.
And I started casting within like 10 minutes, all of a sudden I felt something on there and I started just slowly dragging and I pull it up and I got the line of my rod. So I grabbed the line and I got my rod back and it was full of like the green moss that's on the Florida lake right now. I kind of cleaned it up a little bit and everything, and then I felt there was a fish on there and I reeled it in and there was a 3-pound largemouth on there. So I got all my stuff back and I caught the fish that stole my rod and he's still swimming. I should have kept him and cooked him because of the pain that I'm going through right now. But, you know, and the moral to the story, I think, is even though I probably cracked or really badly bruised a couple ribs, I think it would have been a lot more painful if I wouldn't have got my stuff back.
So. Wow. And you got a great story out of it, and your story's on your Facebook page. I don't think you're going to post it on your website.
I wouldn't if I were you.
But you've heard of the straps that go around the glasses and around the back of your head and your neck, right?
Yes, I do. And I have a number of ones that float.
Yeah.
And like a knucklehead, the ones that I had on there were getting kind of ratty and dirty, and so I just took them off and I didn't put it back on. But before I go out again next week, I will have those floaties back on my glasses again.
All right. Well, you got your hat back, your glasses back, your rod, and caught the fish. I mean, that's a great way to end any fishing story. If people want to fish with you, and I'm sure some people still do, even after that crazy incident, because you catch a lot of fish, what's the best way to reach you?
You can go on my website that you mentioned earlier, or my personal email is jim@wildlifevisions.net, and you can contact me that way, or my phone number, that's kind of the best way. My cell phone number is 262-496-5178. You know, Geneva Lake is an incredible fishery. One thing I do recommend is try coming during the week because it's a whole different animal compared to the summer days on the weekends. It gets really crazy. You know, Geneva is a very touristic lake. And there's a lot of big, big boats, and, you know, the wakeboard boats are out there, and they make big waves. But I have a really nice 17-foot alumacraft that's really seaworthy, and I know the lake, and the whole summer pattern is incredible. And into the fall, you know, probably my two favorite months to fish Geneva Lake is June and September. September can be unbelievable for every species that swims in that lake.
Well, Jim, I hope to get out with you in September. We've talked about that before, and we don't have a date set yet, but I'm looking forward to trying to get that on the schedule, and I'll make sure you've got that strap around your glasses before I get in your boat.
Okay, buddy. Yeah. Well, I appreciate being on your show, and you mean a lot to me, and our friendship means a lot to me, too. And I really look forward to next time that we can share some time on the water together.
Well, I certainly do, too. Thanks so much for joining us today and for sharing that story.
Okay, buddy.
Jim Tostrud, a guide from Kenosha. His website, again, fishing website, jimtostrudfishing.com. And he has an art website as well, which you can find. And you can call him or email him. And I hope you try to fish with him because he really knows his stuff and knows Geneva Lake probably better than anybody out there. I'm Dan Small, more Outdoors Radio right after this. Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com. Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Deer Fest is happening next weekend at Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh, and here to tell us all about it is Casey Morgan. He and his wife are owners of Deer Fest, and they have a website, deerfest.com, same website as always, and they're on Facebook and Instagram and other places. You can find all the links on their website. Casey, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Well, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me, Dan.
You bet. Now, Deer Fest, you own it. This is your second year, right?
Yes. We're in year two of my wife and I owning and operating the show. Prior to that, I worked for the previous owner, Hugh, for many years leading up to this.
So.
Been involved with the show for a long time.
I know you have, and I remember talking to you at past shows, and it's always been a great show. And you moved it back to Sunnyview in Oshkosh last year, and that's where it all began.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think Hugh kind of started to show up, actually, basically Keith over in Iola there when Krause Publications ran Deer and Deer Hunting Magazine and all that. Then basically when it became large, it started in Oshkosh, right where we're at today. We felt like moving it back home, so to speak, was kind of the right decision.
Yeah, and tell us some of the highlights. Now, I've been to many Deer Fests, but for folks who have not, what can they expect?
Something we're doing a little bit new this year is a variety of contests at the show. So we've got archery tournaments for all ages and experiences. We're providing archery equipment for people that aren't experienced or maybe have never even shot a bow before. They can go out and shoot targets or get into a small tournament there. We've got the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is putting on an elk calling contest. There's only one more of those. We've got a nationally sanctioned NWTF turkey calling competition at the show. And then, of course, probably a fan favorite, we have Dachshund Wiener Dog races on Saturday as well. So a few things going on that way. And then we've also got a bunch of celebrity appearances. Melissa Bachman, Hannah Barron, and then Green Bay Packer player Christian Welch will be there at the Helping Heroes booth on Saturday as well.
All right, and you've got a lot of vendors that really cover the outdoor industry, don't they?
Absolutely, yeah. Wide variety of vendors. Our slogan is kind of the outdoor experience, and so we're trying to get a wide variety of things available at the show so that people get a little taste of everything outdoors. We also have our kids zone outside, which is bumper boats, a trout fishing pond, BB gun range, youth archery, some blow-up stuff, something for everyone, and very family-oriented at the show this year.
Very good. And I understand there's a big gun auction on Sunday.
1976 Outdoors is putting on the auction this year. We're going to run that from the start of the show Sunday with an hour and a half intermission in the middle, but we've got a bunch of guns and a lot of fun to be had there at the auction.
All right. What are the hours of the expo?
Friday we open at 2 p.m. and that runs till 7 p.m. Then Saturday we open right away in the morning at 10 and run that till 8 p.m. And then Sunday at 9 a.m. that runs till 3 p.m. so the vendors have time to pack up, get out of there, and head home.
Got it. Tickets are available online, I presume?
Tickets are available online at our website on the Eventbrite app and also can be purchased at the show. We'll also have a QR code at the front entrance so people can just scan that with their phone and pay online at the entrance as well. So those are the many ways you can buy tickets for the show.
All right. Anything else you want to share with listeners?
Just that we're looking forward to it. We've got quite a few more vendors than last year. There's a lot of excitement. The pre-sale tickets are looking really, really good. And we're looking forward to having a great show this year with lots of seminars and information and education, and it should be a great turnout.
Oh, you mentioned seminars. I forgot to ask you about that.
Yeah, we've got several seminars. I guess the most unique one this year is sturgeon spearing, basically a beginner sturgeon spearing course at the show. We're having everything from land management to the Fox City's Beagle Club is doing a small game seminar and introducing people to the outdoors. And then all our celebrities will also be involved. Melissa Bachman and Hannah Barron are giving some stuff on how to family orient your hunts and outdoor experiences so that we get everybody involved. There's a bunch of seminars that are listed on our website. I didn't touch them all. I apologize for that, but I don't want to list them all day here.
Yeah, a lot to do and a lot to see, and you could certainly spend a day and maybe even a weekend at the expo.
No doubt, no doubt. There won't be many dull moments this year.
All right. Well, Casey, we'd like to give away some tickets, and are you up for that, like four pairs of tickets to the expo?
Absolutely, Dan. It sounds great. Love to give some tickets away and get some people out to the show.
All right. Well, folks, we will tell you at the end of the show how you can enter the drawing for four pairs of tickets. You'd get one pair, not all four, but four people will win a pair of tickets to Deerfest. Well, Casey, thanks so much, and we hope you have a great show, and we'll send folks there to your website, deerfest.com, and your Facebook page and Instagram as well.
Great. I appreciate you having me on. Thanks a lot, and it's going to be a great show.
You bet. That was Casey Morgan. He is co-owner of Deerfest. It's going on next weekend, Friday through Sunday, at Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh. Check it out at deerfest.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio. Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at castlerock-petenwell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association.
Step outside, let us be your guide, Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle falls, and Washburn falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, and they have big inventory clearance sale on all new boats of all brands going through July. Check out their website for details. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford, huntworthgear.com, by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com, by Castle Rock Peatonwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-peatonwell.com, and by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com.
You know, it's great to have Huntworth Gear back as a sponsor again this year. I've been wearing their gear, and I know you have some of it as well, both for turkey and deer hunting for several years, and I know we'll get some of their pro staffers on in the weeks to come. And I'm looking forward to that again. And folks, if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin doesn't air where you happen to live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And Deer Hunt Wisconsin from the last several years, that show is archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And your opportunity to download this show and take us with you or download past shows is online in a couple different places. Go to lake-link.com, go to the Outdoor Radio page, and they've got our show archived to about a year ago or so. So you can download any of those episodes, or you could go to outdoornews.com/podcast and download it there. You can find Dan on social media at Dan Small Outdoors. Find me at Hardwater Jeff.
We have several DNR news items this week. I think we mentioned this one last week, but worth repeating now. The deadline to apply for Upriver Lake sturgeon spearing tags is August 1st. You can also purchase a preference point instead of applying for a permit. They only have 500 permits to issue, and it's a random drawing just like some of the other tag drawings that we have. And if you apply and are not drawn, you'll get a preference point toward the next drawing. Successful applicants will be notified by October 1st, and you can do it on your Go Wild account or any licensed sales location. And for more information, visit the DNR website, keywords sturgeon spearing. Rough grouse spring drumming survey results showed a 57% increase in grouse drumming activity over last year. That might be an opportunity for you to take Robert out in the woods this fall and do a little grouse hunting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Drumming was up 60% in the north and 41% in central Wisconsin, but down, get this, 56% here in the Driftless area, where grouse numbers have been declining for a long time. You can learn more on the DNR website. Keywords are rough grouse hunting. Yeah, I haven't heard or seen a grouse in this area in several years now. I don't know if you heard this, Jeff, but last week two bear hounds were attacked by wolves in two separate incidents up in Bayfield County, where we hunt. A blue tick was killed in the town of Bayfield, and a walker hound was injured in the town of Washburn. And they have maps showing where these attacks occurred on the DNR website, and they suggested, obviously, that you avoid those areas if you're training a bear dog or just walking with a dog. And for more information, including locations of those attacks and phone numbers to call if you happen to encounter a wolf that is attacking a dog or people or livestock, visit the DNR website. The keywords are wolf attacks. And finally, if you plan to visit a beach on a Wisconsin lake this summer, be on the lookout for blue-green algae. It can be harmful to people and pets if you get enough of it on your skin or if you or your dog swallows it. Most lakes have it, but it's most dangerous when there's a heavy bloom of the stuff. For information on safety precautions, symptoms of algae poisoning, and how to report a suspected bloom, visit the DNR website again. Keywords this time, blue-green algae. Do you ever encounter that when you're doing tournaments?
I have not. Typically, we've seen it most often on, Winnebago, Peatonwell.
Yep.
Usually not in those areas once we get into that midsummer time.
Yeah, it looks like pea soup, folks, and if you see anything like that, I wouldn't jump in there. Certainly wouldn't drink the water. Keep the dogs out, too. Well, we've got a giveaway this week, 4 pairs of tickets to Deer Fest. If you want to win one of these pairs, give us a call, 414-297-9000. 7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Deerfest is next weekend at Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh. Again, 414-297-7554 or dsoradio@gmail.com. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren and friends are performing at Big Top Chautauqua on July 26th. The show is Song for the Wild, a lot of outdoor and nature-related songs, kind of themed around Sigurd Olsen's writing. For more on Warren Nelson and his music, visit warrennelson.com. And for Big Top tickets and info, visit bigtop.org. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelmel. Jeff, you're off to somewhere this weekend. Where's the next tournament?
Yeah, so off to Geneva, Ohio to fish Lake Erie. Well, I'm not fishing Lake Erie, but the guys are fishing Lake Erie. And then next week, Dan, wouldn't you believe it, it's a family vacation. We're going and flying to Colorado to the White River National Forest for a week.
Cool. Wonderful. Well, yeah. We'll have to hear all about that. Well, folks, get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.